But, no, I guess that's okay.
If I have the machine too close to the microphone, it makes that squeal. No, that'll be all right. There. Now, when you say things have changed, how and what kinds of ways? Just
In all kinds of ways.
Uh-huh.
Back when I was a girl growing up and married, people didn't have no washing machine, no lights, no nothing.
Uh-huh.
No, we just had the hard way.
Uh-huh.
We had no lights. I crocheted and knit the pine lights.
What are they?
They're rich pine.
Uh-huh.
And you light them and they make a big light.
Uh-huh. Now, is that a piece of pine?
Uh-huh.
Like a knot?
Yeah, it's something like that. Oh, we had a hard time. I don't know what the young people would do now if they had to go back to the washboard and rattling stick. And the old lamps or lights like we had then. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah, well, if people get used to those modern conveniences.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
We made our own soap and we made molasses and we made apple butter and everything that could be thought of.
How did you make soap?
Had a barrel or a hopper that made them and put ashes out of the fireplace in them and poured water on them, made lye, and then you took that lye and put it in a old big iron kettle and you poured grease in it and you made soap. And it was really good.
Uh-huh.
It cut the dirt. That was all kind of soap people had.
What color was it when it was finished?
Well, it was kind of a brown yellow.
Uh-huh.
Something like that old oxen soap was, only it wasn't part of that bright.
Uh-huh. What was oxen soap? Was that the...
That was the first soap that ever come around.
That was the first soap you get in the store, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I want to ask you about a lot of those things, but I'd like to get some information on your background first, and just some things about you. What is this community right here called?
It's called South Springs.
Uh-huh.
That's all that I know it's called.
I saw this, now the school over here on the highway.
No.
Is Neva,
No, you go down here to where that road there's starting to make it, you know, down there. I live across there, just on the other side of the hill.
I see.
About a mile from here it was.
So this isn't...
Born and raised
there. I see. This isn't Neva.
Yes, Neva.
It
was Baker's Gap then.
I see.
And then the post office moved to Neva, the train come.
Uh-huh. Was there a train through here?
No, it come up by Neva in the mountain city.
I see.
Years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then it washed away, you know, and they'd done away with it.
I see.
In 40, I believe it was, the flood come and washed the bridges and the railroad for miles away.
Is that right? What, was it the river flooded or just all the branches?
Why, there was a cloudburst.
Uh-huh.
I reckon. I said it was. All these waters here got up out of all the banks.
Uh-huh.
Might not flood everything.
Uh-huh.
And it's been nothing like that since.
And what's your address right here now?
Neva.
Yeah, you just be, is it?
Neva, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. And your age?